Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Contact, and we are not alone. I'm your host, Leslie Mitchell Clark, and I'm so pleased if you've tuned in or logged in and are joining us this evening. I do want to apologize for last week. We had some kind of amazing technical kerfuffle. I think it was probably caused by some angst that I experienced earlier in the day. At any rate, our wireless internet connection at the studio was interrupted, and with this new technology, that's the one thing that just really can't go wrong. So we were offline there for about 15, 20 minutes, and I do want to apologize for listeners that tuned in and heard nada. But anyway, we are back here, big as life, and I am so excited to say that our guest for this evening is Michelle Linsky. Now, Michelle is a noted psychic medium, Los Angeles-based, and not only is she a psychic medium, but she also works with teaching energy balancing, chakra work, healing, working with the pendulum. She's very, very well-versed in all of these modalities. Now, I realize it's a little slight departure of our ongoing ufology theme, but actually what we're going to be discussing tonight, hopefully a large part of it, is sort of the nature of spirit. And, of course, as we know from our many past episodes, extraterrestrial or ultra-terrestrial contact sometimes involves contacting beings that that exist in the spirit form, for lack of a better term. So we're going to be discussing all that and Michelle's fascinating career and gift and how she helps people. So all that is coming up. And if we have a bit of time, Wes Roberts is going to be joining us a little bit later. Wes, of course, is the producer of Contact. And last week, Wes was relating to us a chapter from a forthcoming book that he and I are collaborating on, and he was relating a very fascinating story of one of his encounters. And of course, as many of you know who listen to the show, Wes is a multi-dimensional. He is, but he is a multiple abductee experiencer, and we have been working together for some time, and he's had many, many fascinating occurrences. So if we have a bit of time, we're going to talk to Wes a little bit later. But right now, I'm going to see if my guest is online here. I see the 818 area code. As I recall, that is the LA area. Michelle, are you there?
I am, Leslie.
Well, isn't this amazing? Here we have the miracle of modern technology. I purposely tried not to get too upset about anything all day so as not to disrupt the pinging binary codes.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to tell you, I feel like I helped do that because, you know, I've been called an energy generator before, and I was actually, you know, so, you know, looking forward to being on your show, I could have blown it out, so I apologize.
Well, I think it was maybe a mutual event because I was so excited
exactly
that you were calling in, and something went awry with my brain and technology, but that's no news. I'm about a two-step from being a Luddite myself, so I'm so thrilled that you're chatting with us, and actually I may be Aunt Karen, my dear sister, one of your close buds. I may be coming out west to join you for Yankee Thanksgiving.
Oh, so, that'd be great.
I have not told Aunt Karen yet, but I
well,
will.
Well, she knows
do.
Now.
Yes, she does. I hope she's
she
listening.
Does.
I don't know. The
I
poor girl,
so.
She's got 45 jobs. So we
right.
Anyway,
exactly.
So Michelle, I just told the listeners out there a very, you know, broad canvas stroked sort of bio about you, but I wanted to talk to you really about your deeply personal experience of working with spirit, and
yes.
Among other things. And I noted from your bio that that you really, like many great sensitives, were really aware of your gifts, as it were, as a small child. And then, you know, through the process of, you know, trying to fit in and being told it's not normal, you know, you begin to suppress those gifts, as many
That's
people
right.
do. And then about 20 years ago, you enjoyed a sort of a renaissance or a rebirth. Would you like to tell me a little bit about that, how that transpired?
Sure. Do you want to hear about the Renaissance, or do you want to hear just what it was like being, you know, a kid that was sensitive? Or
I want
like
to hear all of it. I want to hear all of it, just like on William Shatner's Raw Nerve. Only I promise not to interrupt you with an ego-based comment.
No, not at all. You know, feel free to jump in anytime. But I think it's one of those things where you know, as a child, my mother died when I was three, and but even as a young child, you know, lying in bed at night, I could actually hear footsteps, like women's heels, walking mm-hmm. around the bottom of my bed and going over and looking out the window and then walking back over and then sitting actually on my bed. And then I could feel the bed depress, and I could feel a hand, you know, on my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, mm-hmm. whenever I would tell, you know, my aunt who was raising me, you know, it was all in my head. Oh, it's all in your head. It's, you know, you're hearing things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, after a while, even though it was so insistent, you know, after a while, you know, and that, of course, wasn't the only experience that I had, but certainly it was the most prevalent. And
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, as you grow up and you keep hearing it doesn't exist, you, of course, you know, shut that off because you don't want to be abnormal, as they say.
Of course,
and,
of course.
And what's so unusual, of course, is that, you know, that is such a normal state, you know, for especially like an intuitive or a sensitive. And so it's actually abnormal for us to turn it off. Or to try to turn it off, I should say, because
yeah.
it doesn't really ever go away. You just try to tend to ignore it more. So, you know, multiple things happened across, you know, the years where I was, you know, trying to ignore it, but it was, you know, like that, you know, it's like, you know, the light switch is always on. It's just
yes.
not a dimmer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So so what happened then after that was that about, you know, not quite 20 years ago, but I was approached by a very good friend of mine who's now a very famous medium named Hollister Rand. And
of course.
She wanted to actually start a development group for people that she, you know, wanted to sit in and, you know, that she thought were, you know, were like talented mediums. And she had
yes.
asked me to join, and I thought, why?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm surely you must be talking about somebody else. And she's like, nope. It's you. I'm like, whatever, you know. And so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
thankfully she, you know, recognized that gift in me. And, of course, first night we sat in, you know, development circle. I started getting very strong messages and got them confirmed, of course, you know, by the other, you know, couple people that we were sitting with.
Right.
So it was
right.
It was great also to know that, you know, in that I remember driving home from that particular experience thinking, wow, A, not only was it not scary, you know, like they make
yeah.
it out to be, it was it was just, I felt like I could run a marathon. It was just such a great energy to be around. And and I felt normal, you know, like probably
yeah.
for one of the first times in like 20 years I had felt
wow.
normal because my energy was flowing. And it
Indeed.
Was... And it wasn't a scary thing. And it wasn't like, oh, you know, I mean, you know, when you think about it, and of course the way television shows sometimes tend to dramatize things, oh, you're talking to some,
mm-hmm.
you know, dead people. Well, no, we're using who we are and our gifts to actually connect with those we love because love never dies. And I think that was the most important thing, is that realizing that that love bond really just never dies, and energy really truly is, you know, non-destructible. And mm-hmm. so that's what, of course, you know, brought me back to it, and then I just started developing my talents and my gifts from there.
Wow, that's magnificent. I should probably say that Hollister Rand, who is such a lovely person and such a highly regarded author and
that's right,
and medium and psychic, she has a new book, does she not, that has just come out recently?
She does. She has a great book called I'm Not Dead, I'm Different, and she has an extraordinary gift in being able to talk. Well, she has an extraordinary gift anyway, but she's able to really get very clear messages from children who have passed. I think that's an amazing talent. I can't do it because I have kids. And one of the most important things that you need to do when you're a medium is to really get yourself out of the way of the message. Like, you really are just the translator. That's all you are.
Yeah.
And even when someone, like, as you know, I've read for you, when someone sends love, it feels so amazing and so overwhelming, you still have to stand out of the way because you're literally just that hollow bone that's like, I love that phrase that Fool's Crow used. You're really just the hollow bone that translates that, you know, passes that energy, but you're not the message. You're only, you know, you're only giving it. And and it's, I can't, that's one thing that I, you know, really can't do because I have kids, is it's very difficult for me to feel the grief of, you know, of course, parents who have lost their children.
Yeah.
It's so Holly,
there are, as you say, there are other psychic mediums who have a different family set up and a different plan for their lives
that's
that
right.
are much more able to address those things.
And she's extraordinary,
you know,
and I have seen her, you know, just give so much healing. When she is able to work, you know, with these families and literally, you know, like, again, you know, reconnect that love bond, which I think is what it's all about. It's what we do, you know, when we work in this realm. So I, you know, we all have our gifts, and, you know, certainly Holly, you know, is able to talk to multiple, you know, it's not just that you know, that one area, the children, but she really has a specialty in it, and, you know, she was really driven to write that book, and it is an extraordinary book. It's very inspirational.
Yes. Well, she is an inspiration, and not only does she do all this marvelous stuff, but she does it in L.A., which is, you know, not known for its wonderful vibration as far as spirituality and awareness and enlightenment. It's a very different kind of place. I think all of the ego-based thinking creates a very unique vibe there.
I'd have to say, though, Leslie, you know, and I, you know, it's something that I've really seen change, though, over the last many years since we've been doing this work here, is that, you know, 15 years ago, I would have agreed with you, certainly. And, but I do have to say that there really is this huge resurgence right now, and there are so many people area that are really coming to the table and really seeking out, you know, that higher-based, higher power, and, you know, intuitive side. And I love that. I think it's really extraordinary.
Well, I am thrilled to hear that.
Even in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to hear that. And I also think that, would you say that, now, just to jump to our, you know, the correlation between dealing with extraterrestrials or ultra-terrestrials who sort of seem to operate in etheric bodies, if you will,
right.
a lot of the time. We have been getting, you know, a lot of messages, or I've been hearing a lot of messages through my work with abductees as a hypnotherapist, that there is a marvelous upgrade about to occur.
I agree.
So I'm not getting doom and gloom messages here in this office from any of the material that I feel is very very deep and very very truthful. What we are hearing, though, is that the changes are beginning, and they've already been occurring. And there is a unique astrophysical situation that is occurring and will continue to occur, where we in our physical bodies are going to be, you know, bombarded with, I think, photons or something, and there will be an incredible you know, upgrade is what they keep calling it. And they and they say that some of the beings say that they are here or are making more contact to aid us in that transition. And what do you think about that?
Well, I
do you
certainly
feel an upgrade. You
know, I'd love to get an upgrade, but I'd love to get a few upgrades, but I want a
pedicure, a manicure, an upgrade, and a
no,
facelift.
And I'm not talking from, you know, like my Prius to a Porsche. So, I'm kidding. I think that you know I would, you know, from the metaphysical point of view, you know, we really and I really do mean that we have really felt that energy shift. And I even in the last several years, you know, it has just been extraordinary. And and so I would really tend to agree with a correlation that you would be getting, you know, that same kind of message that, you know, I know certainly we have been getting, because we're not, you know, I mean, again, people are really, you know, and this was, you have to realize that this was something, I have to tell this really quick story.
Please.
It really was not all that long ago, right? This is when my children were, this is only about 5 or 6 years ago. Anyway, they were young. And I went to go do a spirit circle, and anyway, I was off, and you know, the babysitter, you know, was over, and nice young girl, but she was about 19, and my children, I know at least two of, now I would say all three of them are probably sensitive and you know, very, you know, intuitive, and have, you know,
I would
and,
say
and
so
again,
too.
Yes,
and one particularly.
Exactly, and and in this household, of course, it has never been denied, and and they have gifts that I don't necessarily have. Like they, you know, that like which again I think is so fascinating, that you know we're all related, but they have, you know, a different set of gifts than I do. They've never, of course, we've never denied that if they say that they've seen someone, if they, you know, were talking about, you know, the spirit orbs, you know, that have been, you know, in the room, whatever, yeah, go for it, you know. And so anyway, they asked me what I was doing, and I told them I was going out to, you know, do a spirit circle and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So as I'm coming home and they hear the car, and I was like up on the driveway, and this is like a really big, long, steep driveway, and the door opens, and Anthony, who was, I don't know, five at the time, you know, maybe he runs out, and he goes, "Hi, Mom," you know, really loud. It's like 10:30 at night, so there's, you know, no one out there. I'm like, "Hi, honey, what are you still doing up?" "Oh, we are waiting for you." And I said, "Great." He goes, "Did you have a nice night talking to the dead people?" Yep.
You know? Talk about your cover being blown.
Talk about the cover being blown, right? Well, the babysitter obviously would not take the phone call the next time.
Yeah.
You were doing what? I'm a medium and I talk to dead people. Well, that's
that
great.
So
can I get paid, please? Yes, of course you can. So,
and there she went.
And there she went, and I've never seen her again. So, you know, just again, though, going from where that just was, you know, like 6 years ago or whatever, to today, when people are like, "Wow, you really do that? You talk to dead? That's amazing!" And this whole awareness has really just like exploded, where to the point where it was almost like you had to be a closet medium, you know, 10 years ago, today, where it has really become, you know, something where, you know, people are really coming to the realization that there is something beyond this. And I think that that's an extraordinary, you know, like I said, it's very higher principle, it's very higher power, and it's very spiritual. And I do think that, you know, as I believe that we all are, as you put it, you know, getting upgraded energetically for sure, because I think that it's just so necessary for our evolvement.
Yeah, well, that is our involvement. I mean, the way I believe, I think we are as humanoids, the humanoids, the way we exist today, we are basically hybrids.
Right.
Is my feeling, that we're carrying DNA from other more ancient civilizations. But let me ask you, there's something I was curious about. I was thinking about this the other day. When you are about to talk to spirit, or when you are beginning to talk to spirit, and you go into your zone, as it were, have you ever encountered or channeled or received messages from beings that you that may never have incarnated physically, that are that are highly evolved spirit beings, either of terrestrial or extraterrestrial origin?
I think that because certainly in my work, I have encountered some extraordinary energy that is just, you know, the thing is, like, when there's you know that there's two different energies when you talk to it. There's one of them, which is like, you know, you're talking to the energy of, you know, someone who has passed over, who was here, who was literally just, you know, here, you know, either a lifetime or, you know what I mean, like a generation or so. Meaning that it could be, you know, up to like a grandfather or something. And then there are certainly, you know, without a doubt, energetic beings that are just, I mean, when they enter the room, they you feel like you could levitate. And it just, and even those of us who have been, you know, so grounded and been doing this work for so long, you know, we call them guides, because there really just isn't any other way to describe them. And the room just gets filled with light. And I have seen, gosh, there was one that was just, it's not even describable. It was so stunning. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, this beautiful, when they talk about that beautiful white light, but also golden and just hugely tall and just flowing and really just not, I mean, not, you can't say, were they, like, in other words, it's not, they're in such a form, and especially with their hugely evolved energy, you can't really say whether they were here or not, because they are just, I mean, I'm sure that that's, you know, where they got the term angels from, because if anyone's ever seen one of these things, you would say, yeah, okay, that's just really not from this world, you know, because
I'm sorry, go ahead, dear.
No, I was just going to say highly, highly evolved, and the energy is completely different. And what's really fascinating, if you don't mind my saying, is that when you connect with someone like that, and when they come to give a message, it's always higher powered, always a higher principle. Yeah. It's always for the best of everyone involved. There's no, like when I read for someone who's passed, let's say, especially an adult, the first thing that you get is their death condition, because that's the last memory that you have on this planet. And so oftentimes I'll even say, oh, you know, I feel a heart attack, or I feel whatever. When these beings walk into the room, or when you feel that energy enter the room, you never get any type of a death condition. You never get a sense that there was, you know, like that it's really not important. And when you ask their name, they actually say it's not important, and they won't tell you. And it's not like, you know, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm Paul from such and such, or I'm, you know, Marion. You actually get, you know, my name is not important. I'm here for this purpose. And it really is just a very higher principle, beautiful. Yeah. I mean, it's just an unconditional love that is just really extraordinary, and it's like something that you've just never felt ever. It's really
great.
So I, you know, I can't say that the problem is in asking them, where have you been and who are you? They say,
right.
Because they actually tell you it's not important.
Yeah. Well, what's so fascinating, Michelle, is I have actually, I have heard one of my clients in particular, whom I work with, has experienced that sensation of, I would have to say, pure love and energy, mixed with incredible use of light. In fact, I think some of the highly evolved beings work with light almost as if it were a plasma or a
that's what it looked,
you know,
like. I mean, it just looked like plasma. Yeah. It was like golden threads. It was really extraordinary. Mm-hmm.
I think it's another element that we just don't really fully understand that they use to facilitate a whole variety of things. But that kind of sensation of being on the pure love level, and being in the presence of a being with vital incarnate non-corporeal energy is something that is being experienced in these mm-hmm. in these encounters sometimes with so-called, you know, ultra-terrestrials, interdimensional beings. So are they angels? Are they highly evolved beings? You know, they exist in there, and they are very concerned and very mm-hmm. involved in
Absolutely.
Our progress and in our healing. And I think if I could just share this with you, one, because, you know, I certainly would not call myself a psychic by any stretch of the imagination, but I am, you know, I would say I'm a sensitive and intuitive. And
thank you, my dear.
And one of these experiences, I think even more than one, when this particular client was here and almost channeling the ultra-terrestrial being,
mm-hmm.
I felt the presence of the
mm-hmm.
being, and
it felt very
much like a spirit presence, except that the energy was infinitely more vital. Does that make sense to you?
No, it absolutely does, and that's what I was saying, that there are, you know,
yeah.
there are two very different energies that I've worked with, and that's what I'm saying. The one that really had the corporal, you know, existence here, that, you know, we may have known them, we may not have known them, you know, but there really
yeah.
is that very definite, because when they come through, they talk about their life here. And so
yeah.
there is a part of them that is that essence, you know, which is still very earthly,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they lived, you know, and walked on the planet. Then,
mm-hmm.
like I said, those other beings, you just, you know, it really is, like I said, just a vibrational difference, that it's you know, it's exponential. It's not just like
yeah.
it's not just bumped up a couple times. It is truly
no.
just outrageous. And
yeah.
and it really, it's not, and I have to say, it's not, it doesn't happen very often. When it does, though, you know that they're there, and it's
yes.
and it's always, that's what I mean, Leslie, it's always on that higher power. There's always
yeah.
a message that's for a greater good. It's not like,
yes.
well, where did I lose my glasses, you know, and am I
right.
going to win the lottery,
and,
you know,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
And how's my love life, and am I going to get a job? It has nothing
yeah.
to do with that. It's always
nothing.
On a higher principle.
Yes.
Always, always, always on a higher principle.
And that vibration is very high. I mean, these beings are
Huge.
Vibrating at a very, very high level, which is why we don't visually see them. We can't see anything vibrating that fast with our limited ocular, you know, equipment. We can see it psychically. We can see it with our third
That's right.
Eye, but we can't see these incredibly quick vibrations of these energetic beings with our naked eye, unfortunately. But maybe we will after the big upgrade. You know,
yes,
there is
the
a
upgrade.
School of thought that
that's it.
That,
see, I get new vision. That's awesome.
That's right. So now, do you are there spirit guides that you generally work with on a regular basis? In other words, are there personal guides that may have incarnated as humans that are a little bit closer to our you know, third dimensional thing that you call to when you begin to do a reading for someone?
You know, it's interesting. Let me try that again. As a medium, we're always learning and we're always developing, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So as we develop, our mentors develop with us. So there are certain guides that I started out with that I needed
mm-hmm.
when I
mm-hmm.
first started. And then one day I, you know, sat down to do a meditation. I'm like, oh, you're new. And someone
oh.
else would come in, and they'd say, well, now I'm here. Now, you can have, I have, you know, different guides that I work with. Some absolutely have been people that I've known on this planet, my mother,
yes.
being one of them,
yes.
who has never left my side.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, because I think this is, you know, well, nothing is a coincidence, but she wanted to be a teacher, and she
mm-hmm.
that's always what she wanted to be on this planet,
oh,
and it was a goal that
wow.
she was never able to, you know, to fulfill because she died so young. I think she was only 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. 35, and I think about that.
Wow.
And so in crossing over, she is now, and she is a teacher, and she is a mentor. And mm-hmm. when she is in these, you know, when she helps me with my work, you know, she's not, of course, only teaching me. She's, you know, healing and teaching others, which I think is, you know, brilliant. But then again, there have been some guides that have come in and out, you know, that, like I said, you know, they've had, like, I've had a writer at one point. I had a Native American shaman mm-hmm. at one point. I had an East Indian. And then there are the other guides that I kind of know that are there that are more evolved,
yeah.
That are almost like my gatekeepers, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it completely.
Because completely. Because when especially, you know, I mean, energy, there's, and as you know, energy, you know, vibrates at all different levels,
yes.
And in order to do the work that I do, I always set the intention for light and love. And
yes.
But that kind of also means that I need bouncers on the other side mm-hmm. to make sure
yeah.
that only that energy gets through, because
yeah.
There are, of course, you know, other energies out there, and that I
yeah.
you know, try not to, you know, work at that level, you know, because
right.
of the
right.
you know, just that vibrational aspect.
Yeah.
So because I try to do my work for healing. And
right.
so I always ask for the light and love. So I do know that I have the higher level guides
yes.
that I haven't, that, again, they won't tell me their name. It's not important
yeah.
that they're kind of my gatekeepers. And then the people who almost like usher the people to me while I'm reading are the people
yeah.
who had the earthly connection.
Right. And they're all light workers on the other side.
All.
So that is magnificent how it all works. But again, as you said, you know, it's the law of attraction. You put out, you
right.
as a healer, you're putting out the desire for the highest possible
right.
good. And by doing that, you are attracting these all, it's almost like
higher.
It's almost as simple
higher.
As it was just in the Bible, ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
all you really, in a way, all you have to do is ask.
Well,
ask for
the way
help.
I agree, and I think, you know, the way that I describe it to people, you know, because when they, you know, because some people say, well, it can't be that simple, or, you know, oh, you know, you're just vibrating it with an energy, you know, well, okay, let's put it this way. If you're, let's say you're standing in a party, and you're in a great mood, right, and someone walks in the door, and they have their arms folded across their chest, and they have a scowl on their face, is that going to be
mm-hmm.
the person that you're going to walk over to and go, hey,
yeah.
I want to have a conversation with you?
Yeah.
No, of course
right.
not, because you're like, oh, yeah, I don't want to go down there. If you, however,
that's why
you're
it's a drag to have my mother show up anywhere.
So the I'm not touching that one. So
she puts the damper on everything.
I am absolutely not even going there. But if you're standing at that same party and you see someone walk in and they light up the room by smiling at
yes.
people, going, hey, how's it going? And going over and giving people hugs and kisses
yeah.
and, you know, hey, great to see you. So is that a person you want to talk to? It really is just
yeah.
that simple. And if you're the
yeah.
person at the party who's miserable and you see someone else who walks in who's miserable, you're like, oh, great, I can go over and commiserate. It really
yeah.
is. It really is. It's exactly the same thing. It's just that we don't see it on a physical level, but it's absolutely the same thing. You
yeah.
you know
yeah.
someone's energy from when they walk in the door at a party.
Yeah.
You know their energy.
Yeah.
Just, and, you know, it's easier, of course, you know, when we're on the planet, because we can see it physically if, you know,
oh,
someone
yeah.
has a furrow across the brow or whether they have a smile on their face.
Yeah,
but it's the same
yeah.
thing energetically. And it really just, it's just so, it's such a simple law that,
yeah,
it, you know, that
it
we literally work on that principle every day, but we don't realize it.
Yeah, indeed. And that's in hypnotherapy, that's exactly the kind of, those are the kinds of messages that we use to affect healing and change. Exactly
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. Let's see, in just a little bit, in fact, I should probably, I got so fascinated with everything you're saying today, I should probably mention we have our guest call in line available, and in just a little bit we're going to take a few calls. I see my board is lighting up here. If you would like to call in and chat with Michelle Linsky and hear if we have a question for her or a comment about her work as a psychic medium or how that relates to spirit and the communication with extraterrestrials, you can give us a call at 424-220-1861. Again, this is Contact with your host, Leslie Mitchell Clark. We are live this evening, Sunday evening, and we're talking to Michelle Linsky. Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, and we touched on this briefly, when we talked about one of your sons who you believe may have had a recent life or a significant life on another planet, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, and I think that this is something that I have to say that as someone who, you know, talks to dead people and thinks nothing of it, you know, this whole idea was like, wow, well, there's a new one for me. And, you know,
yeah.
and I thought, wow, this is now my mind is stretching even farther, you know, from where I was. When I got, you know, when my son, he's the youngest, and he has so much wealth of knowledge of the universe and universal laws that mm-hmm. it just is so beyond his years. Planets, and I mean, like, I don't know if you ever watched that show or seen the show Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And it really deals with some absolutely mind-bending principles. And he watches that at the age of 6 and then can turn around and discuss it with me. And I'm like, okay, that's I have to rewind it and go, I'm sorry, what did he say?
Yeah.
It really is just extraordinary that he would grasp those concepts. Yet at the same time, you know, and I've actually even said he's like ET, where he's mm-hmm. going around touching everything and feeling everything like it's the first time he's ever been here. And you know, that's such an incongruous way of acting and behaving, because on one hand he knows, at 2 he was actually able to name the planets in order, tell me what they, he even, you know, told me about the Kuiper belt and the asteroid belt and what color all the planets were. And that was at 2, and I was like, really? That's insanity. But at the same time, you know, he was still, you know, 2 and had temper tantrums like everybody else, and I thought, well, that's odd. And that's what just started making me think, you know, this wasn't like any energy that I'd actually encountered before. And I did actually have a friend of mine who is also a psychic medium say, you know, it's the first time on this planet, but it's certainly not the first time around the block. And I went,
wow.
Well, gosh, that'd make sense.
You
know,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
he has all this knowledge and still is like, you know, he has to conquer the world physically because it's like it's the first time he's felt everything.
Yes.
So it's the first time I ever had an old soul in a new body, you know, like that.
Fascinating. I think there are actually, you know, from a lot of people, parents that I talk to, I think there are a lot of enlightened children who are coming into our dimension that are like your son. I think they're here for a very specific reason, to help with this incredible transition that we're going to be going through. They seem to come in, as you said, with an intuitive knowledge of string theory and all of these like incredible sophisticated sort of Seth material like concepts, and they just seem to embody them and understand them. And at the same time, they're also incredibly childlike but extremely compassionate people. You know, I find there's
a lot of compassion is crazy.
Yeah. There's a lot of compassion, so it balances this incredible intuitive information that they're bringing with them in, and it's combined with the kind of compassion that we need to change this incredible imbalance in the world.
That's right, and they are like plowing through with, you know, that just, I mean, it's just that huge unconditional love, but this massive knowledge, and then, but yet also, you know, just learning things for the first time, and it is very childlike. It's this beautiful naivety, which is just stellar, and you know, and it for the lack of a better word, but they are extraordinary and humbling at the same time.
Yes.
And I just, you know, it really is just it's a joy, but also a challenge, because this is, you know, to be around him and to be a parent for him. Because I realized that it is a very different set of circumstances. But, you know, for him, there are no limitations. And I have said, you know, the child will cure cancer or, you know, be the next, you know, major astrophysicist, but he can't tie a shoe because, you know, he's too busy looking at the stars. And that is, he is absolutely always about the stars and, you know, and about the universe and about how it's just, it really is extraordinary.
Well, I'm very glad he's here. I'm very glad he's here, and I know he has important and cool stuff to do. And he, do not forget that he picked you as a parent and your partner. He picked you guys as parents, not only for the genetic wherewithal that you brought to his physical body, but for your ability to understand him and nurture him and help him on his path. So it's all going down.
It's all good, you know, because I do. I definitely, as a spiritualist and as a medium, believe that we make those contracts before we come over.
Yeah, we absolutely do, and we come over in groups, and we come over in groups, and we haven't really explored this, but I absolutely know that I've known you from other lives.
We haven't explored it yet, but I just know it.
I know it intuitively. I know it intuitively as a thing. You know, I just know it. So.
I guess
we'll explore that someday. I'll put you under, and I'll give you the suggestion to see where we go through that life.
Exactly.
Anyway, I think I'm going to take a call here. I know there are people dying to talk to you, and let's see. Why don't we take a call from good old Toronto right now? And hello, you are live on Contact with Leslie Mitchell Clark.
Hi, Leslie. This is Wes Roberts.
Oh, Wes, how are you? I'm so glad you called in. And Wes, of course, just a sidebar here, he is the producer of Contact and very important part of the show, and we're collaborating on various projects together. So have you been listening to our chat, and is there something you'd like to speak to Michelle about?
Oh, indeed. In both cases, it's a fascinating conversation, and I can see how this could go on much longer than 1 hour, and certainly maybe it will offline, but Michelle, thanks for being on the show. You're a real inspiration.
Oh, thank you so much, Wes. It's certainly my pleasure. I was delighted to be asked, and you know, I was really looking forward to tonight, so thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and it's interesting. I'm listening to you thinking, you know, I share some of the things that you might have shared in your life. I do not consider myself a medium. I consider myself a psychic, and it's interesting because I've had a very strong draw to wanting to become a medium and have investigated it a couple of times but not taken the plunge yet. So I'd be really curious if you could offer your opinion on what you feel the differences are or the sameness is between a psychic and a medium.
I'd be delighted. It's a really great question, and I think that... The best way that I can describe it is a psychic. It's like one of those math problems. All mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. one of those. If A is equal to B, so a psychic. When you're working with your psychic center, right? You read energy, like around people. You can read, you know, feelings and thoughts. You can read, you can feel that sense of time. Just even going to something like using the pendulum or doing tarot cards, you get a sense of the energy around someone, like in their energy field, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're a medium, you actually sense the energy of others. And the best way that I can describe it is to say that if I'm giving, let's say, a tarot card reading, or if I'm doing like the pendulum reading with someone, and I'm just getting information on, like we were talking about before, I can see, you know, your job doing this, or I can see, the guy that you're with do blah 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 blah. That's in that immediate realm of, like, I'm reading your energy of the person who's sitting just there in front of me. I'm reading your energy. A medium is actual contact with someone who has crossed over. So they don't have the body or the aura or the, you know, sitting in front of you. They are actually, you're getting a message from someone who is giving you, who's actually communicating with you. So mm-hmm. I will have conversations with someone who's crossed over, and I will be able to say something to them. They answer me, and then I give the information, you know, to the person that I'm sitting with. And if Leslie, if you don't mind me, you know, using you for just a moment,
carry on.
The last time that I read for Leslie when she was here, and you know, I got her brother, and her brother came in. I didn't know what his favorite song was, and if you ask me right now, Leslie, I couldn't tell you because you know I'm only getting that you know when I'm talking to him. But I actually started singing it because he was giving it to me. Now that's mediumship, because you are actually talking and connecting with the person on the other side, as opposed to a psychic thing where you can actually read energy. You can read energy off of something that someone owned. Like if if I wanted to give you my ring, you could actually use psychometry, which is a psychic sense, to actually, you know, read the energy from the person who's here. But that's a completely different thing. One is energy reading, the other one is actually communication with the other side.
Mm. Oh, that's a very succinct and really wonderful way to put it. I think that distinction is exactly correct. And of course, you know, Wes, you would have to say that, you know, in our work together, there are times where that line with you is quite blurred, because you are in mm-hmm. some now at the point we're at, you know, we're in real time. Sometimes we're in real time, and you are actually receiving information in real time mm-hmm. from an ultra-terrestrial being and translating it to me.
Oh, that's absolute mediumship, though.
Yeah, that is mediumship.
When you're communicating, yeah.
Well, see, that's one of the reasons, Michelle, I asked the question. And one of the things that have come out in my sessions with Leslie has been that aliens are quite attracted to me because of this gift or talent or whatever you want to call it. It's like mm-hmm. a bright light bulb to them. It's like, oh, go
ahead. Well, I was about to say, it looks like a light bulb from the other side. I mean, that's mm-hmm. how it's described to us when we do our mediumship, and when we sit down and make that intention, they actually know the light bulb is on, which is also, you know, why it's so important when you do your work to learn how to turn the light switch off when you don't want them. When it's mm-hmm. it's like just, you know, it's like an open sign on a door, you know, to a store. You have to, you know, turn it over to closed when you're done for the day. Otherwise, people will still think that you're, you know, open for business, and they just keep walking mm-hmm. through. And it's really important to establish that for yourself. Seriously.
I think that Wes, in fact, you'll probably concur with me, that has been one of his ongoing issues, that the beings don't necessarily understand our need for physical rest at mm-hmm. specific intervals. And so you probably have experienced this, Michelle, maybe even in your earlier days before, you know, mm-hmm. as you've got more
Absolutely.
And more control. But, you know, Wes can be bombarded with communication, you know,
Absolutely.
All night and get no bloody sleep. But I think it's gotten a bit better. We've tried to he's tried to explain it.
it is a matter just of, you know, setting your boundaries, because it's like, you know, you can't go without sleep. I mean, you know, on this planet, because, you know, your body will give out. It's the same thing. If your energy is being used constantly and you're, you know, and you are being, because especially, you know, when you do like mediumship work, you have to raise your energy to match theirs. They lower theirs to talk to you, and you have to raise yours to talk to them, because you have to meet someplace in the middle, which means that if you're constantly running on marathon speed, you will burn out. So it's vital that you really set those boundaries and say, okay, great talking to you. It's like, you know, it's like, sorry, Leslie, going back to your mom, it's like saying, gosh, great visiting with you. I have to go, you know, and it's just drawing that boundary where you're like, I'm done, you know, and you're not being rude. Yeah. You just have to say, I need sleep, and I love mm-hmm. talking to you, but you can't be the guest that never left. You know,
yeah, the thing that wouldn't leave, John Belushi.
No, exactly. Exactly. You just have to say, you know, I'll be open tomorrow at 8 a.m., you know,
yeah.
And that's when the lights will be back on. And that's really super. I think that's the most important thing that's the first thing that I actually teach whenever I do energy work is to how to turn it on and turn it off and to make sure that you know that, it's exciting to have, especially when you first, you know, get into this field, it's exciting to have that, you know, that contact. But then again, it's also really super important to get the rest and to be able to, you know, recuperate.
Indeed. Michelle, do you feel that as you've been progressing with your own work as a psychic medium and obviously getting more refined, getting, you know, just completely getting your skills together, do you think there are physiological changes that are occurring in your brain or in your biological body? And the reason why I ask this is it seems to me that some of the messages that we're getting as far as working with ultra-terrestrials is that certain things have to happen to our physical bodies to enable us to be able to have the kind of communication that we would like to have. That physical, and I think physical changes have actually either been instigated in Wes or are ongoing, you know, as a process. Do you feel that you are also going through some type of metamorphosis like that?
Well, I think, you know, without knowing what you've been getting, and, you know, and I'm just going to answer from my own experience, is that there's a very strong, like, desire for me to try to live differently and live better, because if I'm using this energy all the time and I'm, you know, because it is running a marathon, and and when I'm done with a session, you know, I'm exhausted, and I think that it's a question of I have to eat better, I have to do better, I have to exercise more, and I have to bring that energy flowing through my body, and so I have to, like, treat what I have with more respect so that I can do this work, because if I don't treat it well, you know, it's, again, you know, like trying to run a marathon with the wrong pair of shoes. You can't, you know. you're just not going to do it. And, you know, if the shoelaces keep coming untied, if you have, you know, the soles are coming off, it's literally you don't have the right tools to actually do your job. And so that's what I've found, and you know, the other mediums that I know, that we're all, and it's not that we're all, like, you know, trying to, you know, diet and do whatever because, you know, we just feel like looking better. We actually feel like we need to rise to the challenge to be physically ready because, again, you know, to be physically ready to use our energy, which, of course, needs more physical strength.
Yeah, and is maybe being tuned up with every experience that we have. What do you think about that, Wes?
I definitely agree, based on my own experiences over the years. And just to speak about marathons, Michelle, this is I recollect my experiences from about 25 years to the present, but we've discovered they've been going on since my childhood. So the past couple of decades have been very difficult for me, in particular the past 4 years or so, where I honestly thought at times I was going around the bend. And what you've just done is help me understand a couple of things about myself, is that I'm probably shifting roles between medium and psychic, which is really good to know, because I wondered why I encountered such resistance when talking to spiritualists about psychic phenomena. It was really like I was getting negativity from them. It was serious. It's like, we don't like this discussion. And it's like,
really?
I don't know why.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
when we're clearly talking about, whether we're talking about beings who are non-corporeal, who had a physical life, who have crossed over, or whether we're talking about beings who have never been in physical bodies, we certainly are aware of the existence of sentient beings, fully formed, who are operating in a dimension and an energy level and a vibration that is different than ours, but it is possible to bridge the gap under certain circumstances.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think if you want to look at it just from, you know, just a broad umbrella kind of view, you know, as a spiritualist or a medium, you know, one of the things that we believe is that, you know, we are children of the stars, that we're all connected, and that, you know, that's what, of course, allows us to be able to talk to the people who've crossed over. The thing is, if, you know, you can't, I have not, you know, had that, may not have had that particular experience, you know, that you have had, Wes, but at the same time, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that, you know, if I believe that I'm fully connected to this universe and that my energy is connected to you know, to what is out there and what has created and what, you know, the people who have passed, and that, you know, that energy never dies and love never dies, you know, who am I to say, well, but that's only in my realm? Because if I say universal energy, I don't mean just my planet, because that isn't the universe, you know. You can't put an absolute around, you can't put a box around that energy. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't just say one breath, you can't say, well, it's universal energy, except for it's, you know, only on, you know, this planet. So that's not universal. So
exactly.
I think that, you know, in looking at, is it talking, you know, is it an energy from wherever? You know, I mean, there's a very fine line, I think, between saying, well, there's an energy to talking to a guide or someone who's crossed over, and someone who's energetically, you know, from someplace else. It's not on this planet. Well, you know, isn't it all energy?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Absolutely. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
And you're getting the message in the same way, and you're using the same, you know, probably using the same methods to actually, you know, communicate. So, you know, I think that, you know, anything else would be too closed-minded. Yeah. That's just my opinion, though.
Well, that is an absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more, Michelle. And boy, I mean, we could have gone on. Please promise to do the show again. We would love to have you on.
Yes.
To explore more of this fascinating information that you brought to us today. And I really appreciate your, not only your information, but your inspiring way of putting it out there and explaining it. And because, you know, I think we are trying to get a message out to people to have hope and to hang in there and to get in touch with their spiritual side. And you know, that's what we're all trying to do, trying to comfort and educate and enlighten as best we possibly can. So please agree to come on again. We would love to have you.
I absolutely will. I had a wonderful time. Thank you. And you know, I think, just to go along with just something that you just said there, Leslie, it really is all about healing. And it's,
yeah,
you know, it's about, you know, it is about just, it's about knowing and being, and
mm-hmm.
and it's about accepting who we are and, you know, working in love and in light. And, you know, and I just think that it's a brilliant time.
I
really just think it's a brilliant time. So
it
is.
So
it was a lovely conversation, and I really enjoyed talking with you both tonight. And absolutely, would love to come back again.
Oh, marvelous. Well, everybody out there, that was Michelle Linsky. She's based in Los Angeles. She's a psychic medium. Michelle, is there any website that you'd like to mention before we go, or where people could contact you if they wished?
You know, it's under construction, and I hate to say that. I know everyone.
That's all right.
Like,
you know,
they're always. So it, you know, my email is easy. It's michellelinsky@gmail.com. So,
okay, and maybe you should spell Linsky just for our
probably
our audience
should.
Here.
It's Michelle MICHELLE.com Linsky LYNSKEY@gmail.com.
All right, my dear. Well, I want to thank you once again. And next week on Contact with Leslie Mitchell Clark, we are going to have as our guest Stanton Friedman, who is, of course, one of the venerable pillars of ufology. He's an astrophysicist. He's a author. He's a lecturer. And so we're going to probably going. We've been here in the more esoteric realms. And we're going to talk about science and physics and how that reinforces or informs us as far as what's going on with our extraterrestrial visitors. So I want everybody out there to have a most marvelous week and enjoy the autumnal season. And, of course, next week we'll be right back here at 9 o'clock, and we'll be talking to Stanton Friedman. And at 9:30, we'll be taking some calls. I'm sure everybody will want to chat with him. Thank you, everyone, and remember, we are not alone.